taking a holiday break. We are back in 2026 inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities as we bring in Ryan Gerber, the fine director of athletics and activities for Beaver Dam High School. Ryan, happy new year, I guess. How was your holiday season?
Happy new year to you, Wade. You know, everything was good. Got to spend some quality time with the family at home with all of our teams on the road, and it was fun watching the results come in. We had a really nice break.
We did. And when it comes to sports-wise, you know, we had teams that were able to compete all over the state of Wisconsin at pretty high-level events, and they all did pretty well, which is nice to see when it comes to Beaver Dam High School athletics and such, right?
Yeah, the holidays are really, you know, fun time in winter sports. You know, some people just don't understand why we're competing when we have break, but, you know, that's part of what happens across the country during this time, and it gives teams an opportunity to get out of their region, get out of their bubble, and compete against great schools and great programs from across state in their respective sport, and really get to test yourself. And I thought we did that, and we competed well.
So let's start with boys basketball. On Tuesday night, the Forest was the only unbeaten team left in conference playing the Badger Large for boys basketball. And Beaver Dam went over there and had a pretty convincing victory. And Tim Ladron's squad is raising eyebrows, and they're on the radar across the state of Wisconsin right now.
Yeah, they really should be. And, you know, we knew coming into the season that this team could score, and they certainly have. They're averaging just under 73 points a game, but they're only allowing 56 points a game. So, you know, as much as we knew they were going to be a scoring threat, the question was if they could keep people from scoring, keep people off the boards. And I think if you talk to Coach Ladron, I think the one thing he would mention is how strong their defense is, how tenacious it's been. But they've been great on the boards. And, you know, they're getting it from everybody. You know, Jackson Ladron's played really well on the boards. Blaine's gotten quite a few rebounds, you know, when they've had a couple of their bench guys, they've really hit the boards hard. So, you know, that's been a real change this year for them. And not to say they've ever really struggled there, but that's been a key to their success. And then the way they play defense, they just get after it. They turn people over and then they get out and run. And that's been just really exciting to watch. When they played DeForest Tuesday night, you know, DeForest is a really good team. They just played a strong Stevens Point team over the break and beat them. And really, Beaver Dam went in there and it wasn't even close. You know, they led from the very beginning with an EJ Salatel three, who he's just been on fire all year. And then they stretched that lead out to 20 early in the second half, and they really just dominated the game. So it was great to see, and they're playing with a lot of swagger and a lot of confidence.
That's true. And the thing with this team right now is they have, and Coach Ladron talked about it at the post-game show last night, they don't have just that one guy that's the stud. You know, everybody, you know, you've had, you know, obviously EJ Salatel hit his 1,000 points, and he's having a fantastic year. Parker Blank having a great year. Ben Whitnable, you know, Isaiah Younger and others. Jax Ladron showing spark. You know, this team is pretty deep, and they're a team that, you're right, you have to have that swagger to kind of make a deep run and be confident going into places. And you're real close to be unbeaten this year. You had that one at Wanakee that I know they kind of think they should have, they let get away. This is a team that legit has a chance to go deep into March.
Yeah, every team that they play knows about EJ, so they're going to game plan about around him. When you see him walk on the court, you know that Ben Whitnable is going to be a problem for you. So, you know, those two guys, everybody knows when they walk out there, but it's what everybody else is getting done. I really like how Parker Blank has played. He's really pushed the pace this year and is really kind of the straw that stirs a drink with this team. I thought Jackson Ladron, you know, he's come on offensively, but what he's done defensively and locking down players has been huge. But I got to tell you, when you watch this team, you know, the minutes are getting out of Nick Krasinski off the bench and Carter Rohde off the bench. You know, those two guys in particular are giving them great minutes. And when they come in, they're not – the team isn't dropping off by any means. They just keep going. So they've got a lot of scoring threats, and they've got some good depth. The one thing I like last night is, you know, EJ started hot, then kind of hit a lull. Somebody else picked up the pace. Then, you know, like Ben started getting going in the second half, and then it was Parker Blank and then Jackson Ladron. So, you know, they got so many weapons. Isaiah Younger it's almost like he puts in a quiet amount of points every game, but he's a huge factor every game. So, like, they just got so many weapons, and coach is doing a heck of a job putting them in the right position and getting them ready for games.
They've got Milton for a Saturday matinee at the Fieldhouse, 3 o'clock. That's on Daily Dodge TV. But heck, Packers don't play till 7. And get out to the gym and back the Beavers. That's going to be a pretty good game on Saturday.
Yeah, and if you watch the Beavers, it'll be a game that you can actually watch as opposed to the Packer game. But, you know, enough said about that. But, you know, it is a quirk in the schedule playing a Saturday conference game that just happened. But, you know, we schedule those 3 o'clock games on purpose. You know, we don't want to sit around and wait till 7. Gives us an opportunity to get out during the day and see a good, high-quality game. And then after the game, you go out, get something to eat, watch the Packer game. And so hopefully we're looking 2-0.
Well, it should be good there. So Beaverdam boys basketball, I think they're as high as number 3 in the media poll right now in the state of Wisconsin. Beaverdam girls basketball team has been in the top 10 all year long as well. They got a nice win over Sun Prairie West on Tuesday night.
Yeah, playing up a division, obviously going down the road to Sun Prairie West, playing a Division I team coming out of the Big 8 conference. Just another test for this team. You know, they were tested over the break. They went up to UW Stevens Point and beat Medford 73-47, and then played a top 10 ranked Division I team in Stevens Point and just got beat by 7 points. Stevens Point's a really nice team. They've got a couple really nice players on that roster this year. So the girls were tested. So to turn around and then play a Sun Prairie West team that has, you know, good athletes on the team and is usually a pretty good squad, you know, to beat them 59-35 the other night, that's a nice statement on the road. You know, the girls, they've been putting it on too. You know, they're scoring just over 63 points a game. I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's really their defense that's really been a calling card this year. And I, you know, going back to last year when Coach Jalka took over, you know, they said that they wanted to be strong on the defensive end and they wanted that to be a calling card. And you saw that last year. I think they've really amped it up. I think they've got a little bit more athletic this year. They're a lot more confident on the defensive side. The press has really been turning people over. You know, Shea Ashley is just tremendous on defense. You know, she's all over the place getting turnovers. So, you know, to hold teams under 40 points is a pretty nice number. And again, they've been able to play their entire bench in most of their games this year. So, you know, they're battle tested. They got a big one coming up this week against Wanakee, you know, likely for first place in the conference. So, you know, they're not going to rest on the laurels right now. They're going to get themselves ready. They got Wanakee, and then they got to play Monona Grove again. They've got DeForest, Milton. So they're going to be in a tough stretch here the next 4 games.
Yeah, exactly. And that game Thursday night on Daily Dodge TV as well. Wanakee coming to town. We need to pack the gym for that one as well. And you know, TJ Jalka's squad, fully expect them to be right in the mix here too. You know, you think about it, you know, we're not that many games deep into the conference season, but we're still, you know, into January now, so it's not that far away. And we'll just have a lot of action packed into the next, what, like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy how we're already to January. You know, we're starting to look ahead at what postseason could be like. But you're right. You know, the girls have only played 3 conference games so far. The boys have only played 4. So there's a lot of really important games you have to play here in January. It's going to be packed.
So basketball, you can look forward to watching those teams go. Beaverdam boys hockey, you know, they had a pretty good holiday run here. You know, obviously we talked about the youth that Doug Kraft's squad has had, but they dropped one to the South Central Navigators on Tuesday. But Doug Kraft's squad had a nice holiday break with some success.
Yeah, so if you look at going into last night's game, they're winners of 5 of the last 7. You know, so, you know, they started out pretty rough. You know, again, young team, new goaltending, just trying to find their way. And over the holiday break, they you know, they started it with a win over Appleton North, and then they played in the Stoughton Invite and got conference wins over Stoughton, Baraboo, and Monroe. And so they were riding a 4-game win streak going into DeForest last night. You know, in just talking with Coach Huff last night, I believe they had something like 50 shots on goal. They just couldn't find the back of the net. They ended up dropping it 5-1. But, you know, the offense is there. They're putting shots on. They're seeing an aggressive style. It's just making sure that they can finish the deal. And then, of course, getting back on defense and helping out. Again, very young team. But the more you watch this group, you know, you like what you see. There's talent there. There's skill there. What I really like, last year they were getting pushed around quite a bit. and really manhandled by bigger teams. This year, they're punching back, no pun intended. And I think you're going to see that there's very winnable games on the schedule late in January and into February. You know, they're sitting at a 5-8 record right now, but there's some optimism there that they can get this thing even out and get right for the playoffs.
Oh, so we'll keep an eye on that. Now, they're home on Friday night as well, and that game will be on daily. We have 7 games on the air this week on Daily Dodge TV involving Beaver Dam High School Athletics. So that's one of them. I think Mike's going to be over at the Family Center for that as we talk with Ryan Gerber inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities. Girls hockey, they had the opportunity. They got invited to the prestigious Wisconsin Prep Hockey Holiday Classic, which was held in Hayward this year. Went 1-1-1. Tuesday night, they dropped a tough one to the Warbird Alliance. They're 7-4-1 this year, Ryan. And, you know, girls, when it comes to the Badger Conference, they'll get back into it. And, you know, they have high hopes and as we get into the grind of the season.
So this is a classic example of, you know, a team that finishes the year strong but just misses out on their goal. And last year they got into the sectional final game, the game before state, and they got beat. You know, so they reset expectations and really want to challenge themselves. So they've gone out. Coach Pogorelick has gone out and scheduled a really tough non-conference slate. And so when you look at their record and you look at the hype around this program, you're kind of scratching your head saying, geez, it's 7-4-1. I thought this team was supposed to, you know, be looking at a deep run. But then you start to analyze who they're playing and how they're losing these games. They're playing some of the top teams in the state, and they're losing by a goal or two. You know, they hosted or they played Bay Area really tight. That was a 4-2 game late. The fifth goal got in on an empty net. They played Fox Cities to a 2-1 game. You know, they led for much of that game, and they just gave it up late. And then they went up to Hayward and played, again, as you said, one of the more prestigious tournaments in the state, playing really tough teams. They played in just a shootout against Eau Claire, losing 8-6, and then an actual shootout against Chippewa Falls Menominee 6-6 and lost in the shootout to earn that tie, and then got that win against Cooley. Again, I'm just rambling off results, but at the same time, I want to point out that this team has the ability to put up a lot of goals. They have the potential to beat a lot of teams, but they're playing the very, very best that the state of Wisconsin has to offer in order to battle test them to get them ready for that postseason run.
Yeah, you mentioned they lost to Eau Claire 8-6, and they were up in that game by 2 goals. It was number 2 ranked team in the state, and just some various things in the power play. Eau Claire got a bunch of power play goals in that third period to get there. But Metrolinx Thursday night is a huge one. That's traditionally been one of those teams that comes out of this sectional that they have, and they've got a great goalie. And 7 o'clock Thursday night at the Family Center, going to be a big one. They're currently point wise leading the Badger right now because they played 4 games.
Yeah, and they're averaging just over 4 goals a game, giving up just under 3. So, you know, I know they have some things to tighten up on the defensive end. I know in, you know, last night's game against the Warbirds, you know, they really put some pressure offensively and just got burned a little bit on the defensive side. And there were some pucks that bounced wrong for the Beavers, and then they gave up the empty netter there. But, you know, I like our chances going back into our conference. And I think after last year, there's a lot of confidence playing the Metrolinx and Cap City and some of these other programs that maybe in the past there wasn't. So, you know, again, it's an opportunity to reset. We've got only one non-conference game in the next, 10? So it's going to be a really important stretch of games, not only for vying to defend the conference title, but then also playoff positioning, as most of these schools will be in their sectional.
Yeah, that's right. So, and instead of people looking at their schedule, they added a game, the Lakeshore game, which they were supposed to play on against Arrowhead at the Arrowhead event that got snowed out. That's now been booked for the 31st of January, like a 3 o'clock start on Saturday. So, add that to your schedule, Ryan, if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I've got nothing going on, so I'll be here.
Hey, I'm excited too as well about. Because the way the wrestling schedule fell this year, the Golden Beavers have been road warriors here. Coming up on Friday night, it's going to be our first look at the Fieldhouse. We'll have it on Daily Dodge TV to look at the Beaver Dam boys and girls wrestling teams.
Yeah, it's just the way it works out. And, And the way the schedule has gone and the way the sport has evolved and the scheduling, you know, just happened that we only have three home duels this year and they're all on the backside of the schedule in January. So we'll have three opportunities here in the next month to highlight the team. And, you know, they've been surprisingly pretty tough this year. You know, they lost a huge senior class last year. So there was, you know, a lot of questions as to who's going to step up and fill in. You knew you had a returning sixth place finisher in Landon Groh. And you had a couple pieces that have been in and out of the lineup over the last couple of years. The question is, how are they going to step up? How are they going to fill shoes? And so far, they're 2-0 in the conference, beating Monona Grove and Oregon, both on the road. They have a big test coming up here Friday night against Wanakee. Wanakee is the favorite to win the conference this year. But, you know, I've really liked how we've matched up with Wanakee the last couple of years. And we've always wrestled them tough. And I think, assuming everybody does their jobs, I know Coach Winker and his staff will have a great game plan. The other thing we're going to see this year, the Badger Conference decided on a normalized schedule for introducing girls' duels into the boys' schedule. So what will happen is we'll wrestle JV matches starting right around 6 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to have the girls' varsity duel. And then that'll be followed by the boys' varsity duel. So we'll get to see our girls' team, which is up to about 12 girls this year. The big returner this year is Sally Lumens. She was at the state tournament last year, so we'll get to check in with her. And then Kylan Reynolds, she's on the team again this year. She's a senior, and she'll be wrestling at UW Oshkosh next year. So be an opportunity to see her, as well as some newcomers on the team.
So it's going to be exciting to do that. Now you got your play-by-play pipes dusted off. You, Wally, and Ashley going to be out there for that one.
Yeah, it's a three-person booth. I'm looking forward to it. I just got to make sure that I'm not coughing through the whole thing. So we'll have to figure that out. Maybe you'll have to give me some tips on what the pros do.
Well, if anything, we'll just let Ashley. I just found out that Ashley Dobrzynski's roommate was the third-ranked female wrestler nationally in the country. So she may be able to dive in there, Wally, as well. So we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity to highlight wrestling in our community and then to work with Wally and Ashley. You know, I haven't met Ashley yet, but Wally worked with quite a bit last year, and he does a tremendous job. I really enjoyed him on hockey last night. It's going to be a good time. You know, this is a wrestling team that is a little bit in a rebuild, but they were just up at the Bi-State Tournament up in La Crosse over the holiday break, finished 36th out of 68 teams, had Landon Groh in the finals, and the girls finished 22nd out of 73 teams. Many people regard the Bi-State as the second toughest tournament in the state of Wisconsin behind the Cheesehead. And yes, you noticed I didn't say the state tournament. Many people say that if you're placing at the Bi-State, you're going to be placing high at the state tournament. So good vibes coming out of the Bi-State and good intentions going forward with this program.
Well, it's exciting to watch Tim Winker's squad. Hopefully, I'm trying to talk to Coach Winker before we get to a Friday night's match as well. A couple of other things. I don't want to flip to the art side, Ryan. You know, obviously, through the play season, the spring play, I believe they are having tryouts soon, or have they had those already yet, you know?
Yeah, spring play is bumped up in the schedule this year, so they're actually doing auditions starting next week. And it's I don't want to spoil anything, but, you know, I think it's going to be a fun play for people to see. You know, Jen Tunks, who's led that program for the last number of years, is an always a really nice job. And they do a really great job finding comedies that can attract people from across the age spectrum. So looking forward to that. I know they'll be jumping into that quick. They have a short turnaround, about a 2-month window to get ready for their opening performance.
And I know the music side and the band side, the solo ensemble's not that far away. People are working on their pieces and getting ready for that.
Solo ensemble will be coming in the springtime. And that's always a huge event. We typically host a regional or a qualifying event here. And then typically those who qualify to state, that happens somewhere in April, right around prom season.
Excellent. We're talking with Ryan Gerber, Director of Athletics and Activities at Beaver Dam High School. A couple of other things I want to mention. First of all, Ryan, a community engagement event is coming up on Thursday night. That would be the 8th of January, correct?
Yep. We've held a number of community engagement opportunities up at the ESC over the fall and early winter. This time we're bringing it to the high school. So this is scheduled for Thursday. So we're going to have a basketball game here at the field house Thursday night. JV starts around 5:45, varsity at 7 o'clock. The community engagement will be right in the commons area. So easy for people to come and talk to Mark DiStefano, usually Nicole White's there, Ryan Cashman, our business director, will be there. Administrators from all different buildings will be there, and just talking about different initiatives that we're taking in the district. So it's a great opportunity to connect and hear what's going on. Across the street, we'll have hockey at 7 o'clock, so it's going to be busy. Here, we're also, I should mention, we're going to have the art gallery open. So, you know, that's something that was an initiative of our art department and Russ Tronson last year. It's really the gallery area outside of the auditorium. So if you're interested in coming and talking to an administrator or finding out what we're doing in the district and then wanting to check out some of the art that our students are doing, great opportunity for that.
That's going to be, great way to stay informed and be involved. So that's cool.
A couple other things. Next week, we'll have a blood drive here at the high school on the 14th. So there's a lot of – we usually get strong community involvement for that. So if you're interested, that'll be next Wednesday, the 14th. Remember, if you're showing up for that, to bring a photo ID so that Kathy can check in. And then next Thursday, the 15th, in partnership with the basketball program, Pasta with a Purpose will be coming back, run by a lot of our clubs and organizations, and that'll be a big deal. I'm sure there'll be more information coming from Mr. Gansky on that.
Yeah, we actually had a group of kids on the WBEV morning show on Wednesday. That would be this morning, talking about that. It's 4:30 till 6:30 on January 15th at the Commons. Proceeds actually benefit the Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. And again, you mentioned a bunch of the great organizations that they have, Ryan, and I was actually looking at a picture of it right now as you brought that up. It's $12 per person, and the proceeds are going to stay local.
Yep. And then the following week, I know we're getting a little bit out there, but Monday the 19th is the annual String Fling. On Tuesday the 20th is the annual Parade of Bands. So those are two huge events for the music department. And then, of course, the 24th of January, we have the good old acapella and Wisconsin Singers going. So lots of stuff going on at the high school for the community to come in and see and participate in.
And if anybody has any questions about anything going on, you know, on the courts, in the rink, in the auditorium, what's the best way to find out what's going on at Beaver Dam High School?
Give us a call, either myself or Austin Keach. Austin will be busy making hot dogs today for all these events that we're going to be putting on over the next couple of weeks, but you can give him a call. You can also email us, or if you want to go online, you can go on to badgerconference.org on the right-hand side. You'll find Beaver Dam. Click that, and all of our schedules will pop up there.
That is Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities. Ryan, I appreciate all the hard work you do for the kids and the community and the district, and we will see you at a game somewhere.
Thanks, Wade.
It's Inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.